I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Kara, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
Hi, just want to check in and make sure you're okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. I'm sorry that episode one of the history of Roz and Mocha got you so emotional.
Oh, that's okay. I was just listening to it right now and in class, actually.
In class?
Yeah, I'm teaching.
Oh, my God. But dude, what are you doing, Kara? What grade do you teach?
High school.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I was just working on report cards and listening at the same time, and I started getting all emotional.
Aw, girl. Do you want to share? Do you want me to read what you wrote, or would you like to share with Roz and everybody else listening?
No, you go ahead and read it, and then I can answer anything or elaborate if you want.
Kara said, hey, guys, my favorite part of the first episode is hearing how you both were with your siblings. I lost my younger brother fairly recently, and hearing about how protective Mocha was reminded me of what a bitch I was to all of my brother's little girlfriends to make sure they knew I would ruin their worlds if they broke his heart.
Wow.
Hearing about how Rich, Roz's brother, carried a picture of Roz around in his little pocket reminded me of how I used to do the exact same thing. Hearing about how close you guys are with your siblings made me miss my brother so much, and it sent me down memory lane. I love when siblings know how lucky they are to have each other. Thanks for sharing that part of your lives.
Yeah.
Aww, you're great. Thank you for that.
Oh, no, thank you. That's a really good part. I really liked it.
I guess the episode so far is like, you know, when we announced that we were doing this project, the history of Roz and Mocha, I guess when you got around to listening to the episode just now, it probably wasn't exactly what you thought this was going to be.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't prepared for that part. I thought I wasn't prepared to cry in my class.
Yeah.
But it was nice to hear, and it definitely made me think back to me and my little brother. My brother and I were 14 months apart, so we were really close, like you guys, with your siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I lost him about a year and a half ago. He died of cancer. So,
oh God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. So, it sent me back to my childhood mm-hmm. for a little while there, and it was, mm-hmm. it was nice. And then it made me cry.
I will say this, Kara, and that is, all that stuff that you were hoping would be in it, or maybe that you thought would be in it. All of that is there. But I can guarantee you this, because I know you're a huge fan of the show, so you deserve the heads up.
Yeah.
Is that will not be the last time you cry.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. Well, I'll make sure I don't listen at work then. Yeah.
Maybe adjust your listening pattern just for the next 6 weeks, okay?
Yeah. 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 That will not be the only time you cry during this.
This docuseries is for you, okay? Just know that. This docuseries is for you. It's for people like you. It's for the fans, the real fans, the new fans. It's for everybody. And we can't thank you enough for your support of the Roz and Mocha Show over the years.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. I really love it. It's good so far. I'm not done yet, but the first episode. But I'll wait till I finish work to listen to the rest.
Oh, so you didn't... What was the last part you heard?
literally the siblings part.
Oh,
I was
okay.
just listening to it. And then
oh,
texted
no,
you guys
Kara.
Oh, yeah. No, no, you got a lot to go. Trust the process, okay? Yeah. Just get your get your ass to the end, all right?
And then you guys called, so I had to, I stopped listening. So
oh, okay, okay. Right. Get back to listening. Get back to listening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love you,
yeah.
Kara. Have a great day.
Oh, so listen to it? Finish it?
Yes, finish it. Yes.
Oh,
yes,
wait.
Yes,
I'm trying to think about.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. You're fine. You're good.
It's all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Kara. Love you.
Bye. Love you, too.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So it's been 2 days since episode one of the History of Roz and Mocha has been out.
Mm-hmm.
And people are freaking out. People are loving it. People have a lot of questions. And surprisingly, there's a bunch of people who still have not yet listened to the episode. I don't know. They're waiting for like later today, waiting for the weekend.
I know some people are waiting for all six so they can just binge them.
Ooh, dangerous.
But we got to go down to Breakfast Television and talk to them about the podcast series, The History of Roz and Mocha. So we're going to try and go live with that, with Mocha and I on BT when we would normally do the news at 7:40. But that means we got to leave like right now. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try and take you with us on our journey, everybody listening, because we have a lot of show that we have to do. But we have to travel from here. It's not far, but we got to travel from here where we are down to Breakfast Television.
And then come back to finish the show.
And then come back. Yeah. To finish the show.
Well, DJ Climax is coming up at 8 o'clock.
I know.
Like, we have all that stuff.
Okay.
We got the contest to do.
The timing is not ideal, but Breakfast Television. Vision is awesome. And so we got to go and do that. So from now until like 7:40-ish when we're live, we'll kind of take you, Mocha and I are going to call in and we'll take you on the journey. We'll take you on our drive,
on the journey.
You ready, Frodo?
Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, are we on, Cam? Yeah. We live?
You are. You're live, man. Where are you guys?
We're on our way down to Breakfast Television right now. My feet are killing me. I wore new shoes today. I shouldn't have worn new shoes today. Huge mistake. Rookie mistake.
That is
going
a rookie.
On TV with new shoes. It's not good. It's not good.
Maria knows the struggle, right, Maria?
You never do that. You never wear new shoes on big days where you got a lot of walking to do.
Mocha and I are on our way down to do an interview on Breakfast Television. We're going to hope to get that interview on the radio for everybody to listen to live at 7:40 when we would normally do the news. If everything works out timing-wise, that should be the plan anyway. We're going to be talking about the history of Roz and Mocha, the docuseries that we dropped on Wednesday that we're super proud of and everybody's freaking out over. But not ideal to have to leave the show, but we thought we'd take you along on the journey with us.
This is kind of powerful. We could like hang up on you right now.
I know.
Shut up.
Why would you do that?
We could do so
much on this show that they're not here.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Okay, go ahead, Maria. Jim,
yeah.
Go. Start. We're just here as listeners. Okay, so go ahead. Just start talking about stuff.
So, who's your favorite, Roz or Mocha?
Shut up. You know what's awesome right now is that normally when we do this show, Mocha has all the power. Mocha can control all the microphones and the music and everything else. And I'm looking at him right now, and he has no idea what to do with his right hand.
Yo.
My fingers are actually twitching.
Yo.
Okay, keep it on BT. Keep it on KISS. We're going to be on BT at 7:40. We're taking you along with us for the history of Roz and Mocha. By the way, episode one available right now, Spotify, Apple, everywhere that you get your podcasts from. We'll check in with you guys soon.
All right.
Don't screw anything up.
Try not to.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Shan Maria, you guys there?
We are here.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Are you guys behaving in there? Have you been saying anything about us? I can't monitor the radio station while we're making our way over to BT.
No. You know, we've just been telling everybody a little few things.
That's it.
You know
what's so funny is I realized that if I had to do this show for the rest of I wouldn't be able to do it. My hearing is so bad. I can't hear anything. It's like nothing. It sounds like I'm hiding under a blanket listening to three people talk about me.
You know what? You know what the best part is? He's still complaining, even not in the studio.
Some things never change, eh, Maria?
They really don't.
The reason why, if you're just joining us, by the way, Roz and Mocha here on the phone. The reason why we're not in the studio is because we are going to be on Breakfast Television today. They've invited us to come down and talk about the new 6-part docuseries, The History of Roz and Mocha, where episode 1 is available on Spotify, on Apple, anywhere it is that you get your podcast from. And we're going to be chatting with them. We're going to try to time this out to coordinate so that when we go live with them, it's also live on the radio, aiming for 7:40, which is around the time that we do the news anyway. So that will essentially be the news, but we're going to be talking all things history of Roz and Mocha.
And one thing that you got, if you are going to watch it, the one thing that you should watch out for is how they position Mocha and I, whether we're at the desk or the couch, because they're going to have to figure out a way to shoot us where my head doesn't make Mocha's head look super tiny.
Oh, shut up. They don't have to. Can you stop spreading lies? Like, honestly, they don't have to do that.
Yeah, they will.
You are they going to have to give you one of those boxes to stand on, Mocha?
The Apple box?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I thought we were all like teammates here and like friends.
Depending, that's a big cast on that show. You may have to sit on my lap, Mocha.
Okay, you know what?
Tune in. So 7:40.
Tune in for Roz. No. Tune in for Roz to be on Breakfast Television. I'm going to be making my way back to the Kiss Studios.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
Shem, Maria, you guys there?
We are here.
Hey.
You guys getting ready?
Right. So Roz and I are here at the Breakfast Television.
Hold on, I'm walking to the green room. No. I don't think I can.
Oh my God, guys, Roz is like
out of breath. I'm going to have to hang up my phone because it's going to echo.
Hold on. This guy almost fell in the green room.
Speakerphone, that's rude.
Why?
We don't allow people to do speakerphone on this show.
But like,
don't do speakerphone.
But it's our show.
I know, but don't do speakerphone. We hate it when people do speakerphone.
Okay. Hello. Okay, so we are here in the green room, Breakfast Television, 7:40 this morning, trying our best to coordinate so that when we are on their show is on our show on the radio live. We're here, of course, to talk about the history of Roz and Mocha, episode 1 out right now.
And Mocha will be sitting on my lap. I just got confirmation about
nobody
it.
Nobody said that.
Country Boots at a premium. They gave me the choice. You'd be lucky because the other option was pocket.
God. Honestly, like, it wasn't that funny, Shem and Maria. You guys just stopped laughing.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It's so cute.
No, it wasn't. And whoever's clapping in there, you better stop, okay? So we're trying our best to coordinate 7:40 Breakfast Television, The History of Roz and Mocha, episode 1 is Woo-hoo! Out right now.
Woo! We're going to play one song and then come back after one song and we'll be live on BT.
Yeah. Have fun, guys.
I will not be sitting on Roz's lap, by the way, so stop like looking for that to happen, okay? It's just going to be normal, like sitting beside each other. We're going to have some laughs. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Have fun in your booster seat.
And maybe a passy.
Oh my God, I swear, you guys are so mean. Nothing. They complimented me. She said she likes the hat that I chose to wear today. All right. Talk to you guys in a sec.
Later. Bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
Yes, what is going on? I am Shem. Roz and Mocha are actually on their way down. Actually, they should be there now at Breakfast Television. They're going to be talking to Meredith and Sid and Devo and the whole crew down there about the history of Roz and Mocha. That is the 6-part docuseries that we unveiled this past Wednesday. New episodes will drop midnight on Wednesdays. Make sure you download the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. Roz and Mocha are going to be live on BT in just about a minute's time. So we're going to bring that to you live as that happens. Don't forget, we've got some more business coming up later on today. 8 o'clock, you know what it is. Roz and Mocha Mix with the one and only DJ Climax. We're going to set your weekend off right. It's going to be awesome. Really, really looking forward to that. Don't forget, we also have the KISS $25,000 sound. That is happening as well. Don't forget that. Lots happening. Lots happening. Again, we're still waiting for Roz and Mocha, who are going to be live on BT in about 15 seconds time. I'm going to go ahead and pot this up for you so you can hear them for yourself. Really, really excited about this. Roz and Mocha on BT. Live. Cannot wait for that. It's coming up very, very, very soon. In about 15 seconds here or so, they're going to be live on BT. So let's take it over to Breakfast Television. It's Roz and Mocha talking about the history of Roz and Mocha. Here we go.
7:40 on your Friday morning. You're watching Breakfast Television. Meredith Shaw, Sid Sixero with you. And for nearly 15 years, they have been keeping us company on your morning drive to work. And now you get to know how it truly all began thanks to their new podcast. You know them. You love them. Their very first time ever in the Breakfast Television studios. Please welcome Roz and Mocha.
There we go.
Roz.
Hey.
Hello, hello, hello.
Mocha.
I wake up with BT. ladies and gentlemen.
Mayor and Sid.
Wow.
Mayor and Sid.
That's right.
Mayor.
I like it.
Yeah.
Because we're not just on BT. History is made. We are simulcasting live on KISS 92.5.
Yeah, we are right now. Yeah.
Right now. So coming up after the break, Ed Sheeran. You'll want to hear that.
Again.
I think. I don't know what's coming up.
Probably.
You guys are phenomenal. I'm elated you're here. You guys have one of the biggest shows in the country. You guys you built this up from, I don't want to say nothing because there's been support, but you guys, this has been a long journey. The documentary is here. How does it feel?
It feels amazing. The response has been absolutely incredible. We broke all of our podcast records. And what this is fan service, you know. And we started doing the podcast in 2016. We started doing the show in 2009. So there's a big gap there. And we get a lot of questions about what happened. And a couple of years ago, I released a book. Fans loved it. But the complaint was that there wasn't a lot about the radio show in the book because that was really a story that Mocha and I needed to tell together. And so that's what this is us sort of telling the origin story of Roz and Mocha for the fans together.
And quite an origin story it is. I mean, very rare do you get 15 years of friendship on tape, recorded, these conversations over the years. But I hear the audition process. I mean, as someone who just went through an audition process, Mocha, take me through that. And initially the answer was?
So the answer was no when I was asked if I wanted to do a radio show with Roz. And you'll get the full story. We've kind of like alluded to all of this on the radio show, but never really went in depth into how those conversations happened, with who those conversations happened with. And we actually have those people who were involved in everything. But I was hired to go to KISS 92.5 to work the afternoon show. And I said yes. And they said, hey, do you want to do the morning show with Roz? And I was like, nope.
Yeah.
Right away. And it was like 2 weeks of them asking
me. And he was my only choice. I had no number two. Yeah. There was nobody else on the list. I was like, slam dunk. This is going to be great.
Yeah. And I just kept saying no. And it's not like, I know the guy, right? I didn't have anything.
So what changed?
Yeah.
I think, and you'll get this in the doc, but like, there was a moment where I had a realization and I was like, if I pass up this opportunity, I'll never get it back.
The heart changed is what it was, I think.
Aww. I know.
I'm not at all. I'm trying to be nice.
You are. And
no.
You know, Roz, and people laughed.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm trying to be nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Let him be nice.
Well, one of the things you'll get in this doc is the fact that we've said this before. It's like we're a couple of best friends who like don't hang out with each other at all. The most amount of time that we spend with one another is like during the radio show, and that's it.
Yeah, that's the piece. But it's sitting there like, whoa, they don't hang out. So what's the reasoning behind that? Do you save it all for the show, or how does that work?
We just never have. And I think Mocha said it perfectly one time, which is like, after we got to a certain point of where we never hung out, Mocha was like, well, why disrupt the timeline, right? And I think outside of the show, Mocha and I have seen each other, I think it's three times, two of which was because our wives thought it was a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because
we do. We tend to think that.
Yeah.
We tend to like to bring people together.
Yeah,
you know, break
right?
bread.
Yeah,
yeah,
but I think that I know him so well, and I think that this show is good because of that. And, you know, like you had said off the top, which is because we don't have this huge relationship outside of the show, we have every bit of our relationship and friendship on tape, which is so extremely rare, I think, for anyone.
But I get it. Like Tim McAuliffe and I worked for a long time on The Fan and Sportsnet.
Yeah.
3-hour talk shows, 2-hour talk shows. To hang out for another 2 hours after the show is counterproductive to the content. And I'm being very serious when I say that. It is counterproductive to have to talk about the show before the show makes no sense because there's nothing organic in it, so I completely understand. And you do have deep respect and love for each other.
Of course.
Because that's the insinuation. I know what Mayor's saying. That's the insinuation on the other side. But that's not the case. No. Like, really, it's for the good of the show as well. Speaking of the show, a lot of highs, some interesting other moments.
Mm-hmm.
When did you almost get canceled?
What happened
here? Oh, God. Like, almost as quickly as we became a radio show, like months into the radio show, we almost got canceled. And
We did a Empire State of Mind. Jay-Z and Alicia Keys was the biggest song. And we had done our version of it because everybody in the world was doing their city state of mind. And we did a video for it. And in the video, this kid in this video, who is my goddaughter, had something written on her hand, which was, "I don't pay for music." And we put that in the video. And what happened was, is it lit a fire. And every record company in the world were calling for our heads because this was Napster, illegal downloading time, all of this stuff.
This was Metallica congressional hearing.
It was brutal. And it turned out that it went to the highest levels of this company, the highest levels of the record companies, to Jay-Z's people, all of that. And we had been on the air for 3 months.
Yeah. Wow. And Jay-Z is my favorite artist in the world. And to get a letter from his lawyers, man.
That's a win.
That's what I said, right?
Jay-Z knows who Roz and Mocha are? Yes. That's amazing.
That's a put down lunch moment.
Yes.
I'm going to read this Jay-Z letter first.
But it always goes to show, I mean, you've made that the center of so many important conversations in this city. And you've brought so much fun and joy and just sizzle, you know? And everybody's always talking about Roz and Mocha. What are they saying? What are they talking about? And I think that's a real rarity in this business. So I thank you from a radio person and now a television person.
Thank you.
It really is lovely to have you both here and so excited for this podcast and this doc.
Before we let you go, again, episode one is out every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, midnight.
What would, Mocha, I'm going to start with you. Mm-hmm. What would you tell your younger self who was just starting this journey? What advice would you give for yourself?
I guess stick with it because this has been the longest radio show that I had ever been a part of. Enjoy the moments, enjoy the time, enjoy the conversations, and just like kind of try to remember as much as you can because this has been truly like an incredible, incredible moment in time of my life. And I'm so happy to be doing the Roz Mocha show.
Mm-hmm. Roz? I think I would say every fight is worth it. You know, because I think that there's a lot of times when, especially in this business, things can get exhausting. And there's so much involved that feels personal, even though people tell you that it's not personal. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the only person who's going to fight for you is you, but every fight is worth it.
Well said. Agree with every word of that from both of you. Again, Roz and Mocha, one of the biggest radio shows in the country's history.
And we're on it right now. So.
We're on the Rock. Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Do we have time for one thing, like really quick? Really quick? Okay, so you'll get this story on the, and Roz has no idea that we're doing this or that I'm doing this, hijacking. There's this story that we're going to tell in one of the episodes, right? And it comes up every now and then on the radio show where Roz and I, at one point in time, both worked at KISS at the exact same time, but not during the same time period, not same time of day. I was coming in to the office the time that Roz was leaving the office, and we pass each other in the hall. Hi, bye, enjoy your day, cool, see you later. So I have a picture that I sent to your producer.
We have it?
Yeah. Really? It's a picture.
Whoa.
Roz does not know that this picture was taken, but we were at a radio station concert, and here's a photo of both Roz and I, a couple of people apart, forever ago. Wow. You don't remember this.
No. I have no memory. I honestly thought Mocha and I we went for one drink before we started this show. We met one time. And in my head and in my heart, I swear to you, that was the first time I met the man.
Meanwhile, we worked together for like how many years already?
New evidence coming.
I got the picture right there.
Yeah.
And you in a tank top there, sir.
Right.
That looked very Woodstock 99. Right. Very Woodstock 99.
Oh, the memes on that.
Wow. Look at that.
Patriot.
Yes.
You are.
Yeah, you love your country.
Yeah, very VIP. Look at all those lanyards.
Look at
all
little Mocha.
Let him in.
Shut up. So many
lanyards.
You know that's a radio conference.
That's the camera angle. That's an old camera. No. Get that photo out of here.
You brought it up.
No. Forget it.
But in all seriousness, and I know I'm speaking for Mayor. I don't like to speak for Mayor. Congratulations on all of the success.
Thank you.
Radio is a joy if you've ever been a part of it, but it is a grind as well, and you guys have done this better than a lot of people. God bless the both of you.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I'm Roz and Mocha, everybody.
Roz and Mocha.
Thank you, guys. Documentary. Appreciate you.
episode one out every Wednesday after that, the history of Roz and Mocha. All right, and we get to do this live on Kiss 92.5 and City TV.
Let's go.
Coming up after the break, we're celebrating you!
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Kevin Hart sitting down on 60 Minutes last night with Anderson Cooper, and they get into, I mean, it's such a great interview. They get along real well. And they get into trying to figure out exactly how tall Kevin Hart is. Because it's something that Kevin Hart has talked about his entire life and on stage and everything else. So this is Anderson Cooper and Kevin Hart.
GQ said you're 5'5", the LA Times says you're 5'4", and some other place said you were 5'2".
Well, that place is bullshit. GQ finally got it right.
5'5".
5'5".
All right.
5'5", like with a shoe on, like a sneaker. Now, if I put a boot on, I can get to 5'5½".
Kevin Hart has been telling tall tales about himself on stage for more than two decades.
43 years old. I've been 5'5", my whole life, 5'4", 5'2½", my whole life.
It's talking about the things that you aren't afraid to laugh at about yourself. I'm really confident that the laugh that I'm getting, you're not laughing necessarily at me as if I'm a joke. You're laughing at the experience. I'm giving you an experience through a story that is relatable. And more importantly, I'm saying things that other people just don't have the heart to say.
I mean, you told a story about your wife watching tall people.
Yeah, he was taller than me.
That was your main issue?
Yeah. Why is he so tall? Is that what you want? We had a real conversation off of that. Is that what you're looking for? If your search starts with tall...
You can't fix that.
Yeah, no, I can't fix that. We got a problem.
One of the sites wasn't even... One of the sites was a bunch of tall men being active. They were changing light bulbs, putting on shelves, hanging paintings. What kind of is this? What the is this? She was like, what? You can't do none of that stuff. I like that stuff.
Yeah, short king. I love Kevin Hart so much.
And then they get into just exactly how much Kevin Hart is worth.
Are you a billionaire yet?
None of your business. Are you trying to get me robbed?
You will be a billionaire.
I mean, hopefully. And even if I don't or if I'm not, I think the better side to what I've done is create what can become the new norm for other people in the business of funny, for other people in the business of entertainment, right? Not just being a part of the business, but learning and understanding how to be the business.
Such a great interview, too.
Uh-huh.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yes. What's going on?
Yo.
One thing we like to do here on the Roz and Mocha Show, celebrate wins, right?
Yeah.
Maria had a big win yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
As you know, Maria is training for a half marathon, which I believe is in October.
It's in October, yeah.
October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And unlocked a new achievement yesterday. What happened?
I hit my first 10K.
Hey!
Wow.
But like, over how long?
How long? I ran for an hour.
Okay. I don't know, like...
No. My average pace was like 6 minutes to finish.
Like, I don't think 10K is something that we celebrate. I think it's 10K in the time she did 10K. I could do 10K today. It would take me a couple hours. Okay. Walk.
I would love, Roz, if you
if
run
I walk
10 10K?
Kilometers.
Oh, no, run.
No, this is what I'm saying. You just said 10K with no other information. I'm not celebrating 10K.
But when I said, Maria, you're not listening, bro. When I said that Maria's training for a half marathon, you know what a half marathon is. She's running. She's not walking.
But this is her first time hitting 10K. I don't know if she ran the whole time.
I ran the whole time, no stopping.
Okay. That's what I need to know.
So you celebrating or what?
Sure. Now I am. I have all the information.
Thank you.
I don't just throw that around.
And there were tons of hills. That makes you feel better.
That's how people start getting a false sense of self, uh-huh. Right? Is when somebody just says 10K and everybody's like, oh my, because we're all so fat and out of shape and nobody does anything anymore, right? We celebrate stuff like that. But now that I know, did you run the whole time?
I ran the whole time.
Okay, there we go.
Right?
Thank you.
I almost stopped on this one hill, but I was like, I'm not stopping now.
Thank you.
I did look like a bit of a weirdo, though. When I got back to my neighborhood, I was at 9 kilometers. And at that point, I was like, no, I'm not stopping. So I was trying to figure out how much a kilometer was. So I just kept running up and down my street until I finished the 1 kilometer. So my neighbors are probably looking at me
How many times were you running up and down your block, though?
Well, I came up and then I went all the way around the roundabout and then down again and then to the street and then back up again.
So if you don't know what a kilometer is, how do you know you did 10K?
I have a watch.
Oh, okay.
So...
I just kept running up and down my street. I don't know how long it was. So I just kept thinking.
You look lost at that point.
Yeah, I think my neighbors were looking like, what's wrong with this lady?
Yeah, some of us can't run up and down neighborhoods just like that.
I know, Shem. If Shem goes for a jog, he cannot pass the same house twice.
No.
Shem's got to go to...
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
The new quarter life crisis. This is interesting here. This is people who are in their 20s who
you went through that 4 quarters ago.
This is people in their 20s who are looking for meaning, and social media is filled with videos and people in their 20s all filming themselves running and training for what they call their quarter life crisis marathon, Maria. More people have been running marathons in recent years. So check this out. In 2019, only 15% of people who finished the New York City Marathon were in their 20s. By 2023, that number was 19%. Same thing in Los Angeles, where recently it was 28% of people in their 20s compared to just 21% in 2019. So here's why. It gives you, they say, a sense of control that may be especially appealing to those who are in their 20s coming into that sort of period of adulthood, because a lot of people in their 20s, the traditional markers of maturity, which are marriage, kids, stable career, home ownership, are all now extremely hard to reach. Mm-hmm. And so what other big milestones can you achieve? And they say a marathon, though extreme, can feel like a path to finding meaning. Meaning, if you stick with your plan, that is a goal you can reach.
And Maria, in October, you are participating in a half marathon.
Yes. I say this all the time. I have the friends who are getting married and having babies and the ones that are running half marathons.
Right.
I'm a part of that group.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you're not like fully committed though.
To or what?
Like you're a half marathon.
Damn.
What? No, I'm fully committed to the half marathon. Right. Full is just a lot. I need to run the half first.
I don't know why you would train for half. Like, train for the full marathon, run a half, but don't train for half.
You still have, that's still a lot,
it's
dude.
It's still a lot.
I'm
still
not saying it's not a lot, but why not train for a full marathon and then just run a half? Like, why train
because
for a half?
You can't do that. You have to sign up for the half marathon that day.
Yeah, it's fine. That's fine. But like, train for a full marathon, but run the half. I don't know why you're training for
that's
a half.
It's going to mess up our timing, though, and our pace.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And a full marathon training is like longer.
You're taking
longer.
Advice on marathons from this guy? Maria, don't get...
He's getting in my head. He's getting in my head.
Don't get sucked in.
Now I feel like I have to
drawing you in
marathon.
Now. He's drawing you in.
Whatever. Let me see what you're wearing today. Maria, what can I make fun of? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Everybody's got to take it, okay? Mocha's had a terrible morning so far.
Morning, we taking L's everywhere, bro.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Ah, Kristen, hello. It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, how are you guys?
Good. Why are you here for FML?
So I'm at a crossroad in my life, and I don't know what to do.
Kristen, you wrote this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. For 2 years, I pursued tattooing alongside a retail job I dislike. Now, with more time available, I'm struggling to stay focused on my tattooing journey. Sharing my art online is daunting due to self-consciousness and past criticism. How do I overcome this fear of sharing my work? And do I just go for tattooing and give it all I have, or look for another part-time job to help support my family? What's your family dynamic? How many people are you counting on?
Well, technically it's just me and my boyfriend because I live with him now.
Okay.
So it's not like too daunting, like the financial side, but I still would like to help if I can.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Do you like tattooing?
I love it.
Yeah,
Are you good?
I mean, I am still a beginner and I've just been practicing on fake skin.
Yeah.
So I think like my progress has been pretty good.
What do you have to do? Like you knowing you and your skills and your progression and everything else, how long are you looking before you feel that you would be able to sort of call yourself a tattoo artist where you have the confidence in yourself and people have the confidence in you to put something on their body?
That I'm not too sure. I definitely at least a few more years.
Yeah.
Mm. How many clients are like, how many tats have you done so far?
I've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five different people, or have some of them been like multiple tats on one individual?
So it's been like my best friend, boyfriend, and some other friend that I made, and then two on myself.
And how are they?
They're not bad. Like, obviously my lines are a little shaky and some areas are a bit too deep than others, but I mean, I think they're okay.
And when you said you're trying to overcome some of the past criticism, who criticized your work?
It's a bit of my own, but it's also like people I work with. My family just does not support it at all.
The people that you work with, is it criticism or is it things that they've noticed and they're saying these things to try to help you with future artwork?
It's just criticism.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I think when it comes to tattooing, the goal should never be to be good. The goal should always be to be excellent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not excellent yet, then I think that you still need to continue working and earning money and doing your part in the house that you live in.
Yeah.
Because practicing tattooing on fake skin is 100% something you can do on your own time. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's necessary for you to get to that next level. And whether it's, you know, you're already looking at 2 years out before you can even think about doing this full time. So
yeah.
In that time, you still have to, you know, you got to be a participant in life. Right. And it's fine to do that. And it's fine to get good. And it's fine to you know, tattoo and all of this stuff. But I think that you have to allow yourself the time, because otherwise what's going to happen is you're going to go a real long time without any job. And the pressure of that is going to be more than the pressure of practicing tattooing.
That's true. Yeah.
And then you're just going to have pressure on you from all sides.
Yeah.
So I would not give up working a part-time job at this point in your life. I think that would be quite foolish.
Yeah.
Just keep practicing.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying.
You just got to keep doing it. If that's what you love, right?
Yeah, it is.
Are you good at it though? Like, do you think you're going to be excellent?
Well, like, I definitely have like the artistic side of it.
Like, are you a good artist? Like, if I give you a pencil right now, you're going to draw something that blows me away?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I look you up on IG? I won't say the name of it, like on the radio.
Yeah, you can look it up.
What is it?
It's
What am I looking on? On IG?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see.
What am I looking at?
Yeah, there's some stuff here. Like, it's good. Listen, I agree. I think you need some practice.
Of course,
but, like,
yeah.
I don't think that these aren't, like, terrible where people should be criticizing the way you make it seem.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe you're just being a little too hard on yourself.
Probably.
Yeah. Roz, you're not saying none.
I think that some of your stuff is decent. I think that before you would ever put anything that even remotely resembles anything like this on another person's body, I think you have a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you got a lot of work to do. And I think that what you should be thinking about right now is learning from the best. I think that should be a part of your journey, is seeking out people who are incredible and getting somebody who is incredible to guide you, because this is not something you can do on your own. You can't just sit there and draw, you know, pictures in your bedroom and then practice tattooing on fake skin. You need to be taught, and you need to be taught from the absolute best people you can find. Not anybody who's going to take you. You need to be taught by the best people you can find. That's what I think you should make your goal.
Okay.
Because this isn't something you can do on your own.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you need somebody to guide you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
All right. Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
All right,
have
girl.
A good day. Bye-bye.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
Yo, Noel, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha.
So I got a question, right? Like, this is the third time I'm going through the podcast. Mm-hmm. And so I got a two-part question for you. So we all know that Roz's three favorite things are getting his butt tickled before he falls asleep. Nothing But a Good Time by Poison. And beating Maury in arm wrestling.
Right.
So yeah.
What I want to ask is, first, do you think that all those slams, because those are heavy slams, right? Do you think all those slams on Maury's arms weakened it? So when Shen body slammed him, I broke
first
his...
Hold on.
You cannot rewrite history, bro. Not what happened.
Shen did not body slam Maury. Maury had the idea to do a chest bump and bounced.
Fair enough.
Valid question, because this is not the first time I've got this question. Somebody wrote this to me on Insta.
Uh-huh.
And I will say this. When Maury and I historically over the years have arm wrestled, it was right arm against right arm.
Mm-hmm.
So Maury broke his left arm. So no, I don't think that I weakened it over the years. No.
It was just weak. Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, it's just weak. End of story.
Did they ever tell you why it snapped like that, Maury?
Yeah, well, I learned a lot about, I have underdeveloped bones.
Underdeveloped.
Yeah. AKA weak.
Yeah, it's called weak. You're weak bone.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Right?
Apparently, yeah. I've gone 40 plus years, and this should have happened a long time ago.
Oh, really? Like, they were shocked you hadn't broke something?
Yeah.
You're like Mr. Glass.
Yeah.
Man, if a doctor told me I was weak boned, uh-huh, I would lie when I got home to Catherine.
Oh,
I could never say that.
I would lie to everybody.
I could never say that.
Weak boned.
I could say, I would tell her I drank poison as a kid.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just like,
right, you get flame for the rest of your life.
Long-term damage from...
No, you guys are looking at it all wrong. It gets you out of so much.
What?
Being weak boned?
I can't carry the groceries. I have weak bones.
Oh, please. Please. Then you better not go to the gym or lift anything ever again.
I'm up to lifting 3 pounds.
Oh.
Hey, 7 more to go.
There you go, Noel. Thanks for listening. Wow, 3 times through the podcast. Did you hear that we have the 6-part docuseries?
Oh,
history,
I know. That,
of Roz and Mocha?
Do I wait for it or do I just watch it? Because I like binging. I'm like, man.
Here's the thing. So it's a 6-part docuseries. Each episode will be released once a week. Listen, man, people are going to be talking about this. In order to avoid spoilers, I think you should be listening on a weekly basis. Binge, okay?
Okay, okay. No, I'm excited, man. Can't wait for it.
All right, buddy. We appreciate you, man. Have a great day.
You too, man.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Like, how bad did you screw up?
Shem and Rhea, are you guys there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, God, why are you so... Oh, everybody's so loud.
Oh.
What?
What are you talking about? It's normal.
That's much. Sorry, that was just me then.
Okay.
Yeah. When we're not on the radio, I listen to everything so quiet in my ears. Yeah. Like, it's so quiet.
Yo, what's it like at home? When you're at home, right?
Yeah.
Are you constantly commenting on the volume level of either...
Oh, like if we're watching television?
Or even the volume level of when Catherine and or Roxy are speaking.
No, that doesn't bother me. And actually, when we watch TV, I have to hold the blaster because it's never loud enough for me.
The what?
Even the...
The remote.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
Sorry.
I have to be in charge of it because I have to turn it up. Uh-huh. Right. And if I see
max out the volume?
No. But if I see Catherine, like I'll turn it up and then Catherine will sort of give me that look like it's loud enough. And then if she looks at her phone, I'll go one more. Right. Like I sneak it in. Uh-huh. Right. Like I just like, you know, she looks down, I pump it up. Right. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. No. But I need things like I have to have the television like at a perfect volume, like loudness. And then I have to have the subtitles on. And I watched something the other day, which stupidly didn't even have subtitles. And I almost refused to watch it.
Like subtitles weren't available?
Yeah, they weren't available. Like they weren't showing up.
Oh.
And I almost didn't watch it because there was no subtitles. Like I have to have that. I have to read along even when the volume's super loud.
Is that now for everything? Like whether you're watching?
Absolutely. I got my whole family into it. Like if the subtitles somehow get turned off, uh-huh, Roxy will turn them back on. Like even I got my whole family in subtitles.
If you're watching something on YouTube, will you hit the closed captioning button?
On YouTube? Not on YouTube, I don't, which is weird. Because most things I watch on YouTube are just super short anyway.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm not putting subtitles on for a movie trailer.
Well, what's the diff?
What do you mean, what's the diff? There's no plot. Like, I don't need to know, like, what's going on.
You still got
to
hear or watch.
Yeah, and, like, but that's fine. For a movie trailer, I don't need the subtitles.
What about them long-ass, like, conspiracy theory documentaries that you watch?
Oh, yeah, subtitles. I'll do those.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But not like I'm watching a lawn video or something like that. I don't do it, right? Because it messes up. Because the problem is that on the subtitles on YouTube are really disruptive. They block out a lot of stuff that you may want to see. We're on TV. They're transparent. They're nice. It's good. It's good.
Once you start with subtitles, you can't go back.
You cannot go back.
No, you can't go back.
Are you subtitles as well, Maria?
Yeah, because I couldn't hear over my snacks, so I turned them on.
Oh, you said that before.
And then
over your snacks?
Yeah, sometimes they're loud.
What are you eating?
Popcorn. Sometimes granola. It's crunchy. You can't hear.
Oh, like
chips and stuff?
I don't really eat chips. Okay. No, more popcorn.
If you are watching a movie or television show with anybody else, okay, and you go and have chips, I am all for chips, right? Love chips. But if you're going to bring chips into that dynamic of where you're sharing time with family or friends and you're watching something, those chips have to go in a bowl.
Why?
Because I am not listening to your hand fumble around in a crinkly bag.
So many rules.
So many rules.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Man, people are pissed at Tom Brady.
Why?
So Tom Brady did this big event, right? So it was, let me get you this. It's called the Join the Movement, Become a Doer. Tom Brady, like it's like a big, like a inspirational sort of thing.
Like for the corporate environment
sponsors,
or just...
no, just I think like to learn leadership skills and everything else, right?
Okay, cool.
So tickets, premium tickets were $3,600.
Oh, I'm not.
And that got you front row. It got you a 3-hour yacht ride, so you could see the Miami skyline, a VIP party, a VIP lunch, and
with
then
Tom?
With Tom, and then the thing was that there was autograph opportunities. Mm-hmm. And people are pissed because a lot of people spent a lot of money at this event, mm-hmm. brought in some incredible collectibles, like old shoes that he had from like college and stuff, and a ticket from the night that he was drafted, like 199th overall, right? Like a football that was you, like big deflated. Time events. And I guess what happened was that Tom Brady's people were under the impression that if people wanted autographs, they had to buy sort of like merch there.
Oh, and get that stuff signed?
And didn't know that people could bring their own, and everybody brought their own. So people are pissed because they have these incredible collector's items, and the signatures, the autographs that Tom Brady did on these items is garbage.
Oh,
like a scribble.
Yeah.
Like a not cool, scribble.
Tom. Come on.
You want to see one of them? Come here, look at this. Come around here. Look at it. Look at this. I'll show you one of Tom Brady's scribbles. Here, look.
Oh, that's really bad.
Okay.
Well, that's like you use your opposite hand that you don't write with and close your eyes.
Thank you, right?
That's awful.
I know. So people got pissed.
Man, I remember people getting mad at me for my terrible signature at your book signing.
Oh, yeah?
You know what's interesting about that is it was explained to me before we did that. It was explained to me that there is a difference between a signature and an autograph. Mm-hmm. And sort of every celeb that you see has a different signature than they do autograph. So like when you see people walking a press line where there's thousands of fans and they're all holding pictures and they have a Sharpie and they're just like scribble, 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 right? Mm-hmm. That's an autograph. Oftentimes it's sometimes just their first letter of their name, sure. Right? That's what they do. And a signature is different. A signature is generally a version of like your full name kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I think that these people thought that it would be more of a signature rather than like it looked like somebody threw Tom Brady the football while he was running and he signed it while he was running and then threw it back to them. Yeah. Like that's how awful the autograph looks.
I just saw one pair of shoes or cleats.
Yeah.
Right? It looked like Tom took the cleat, put it behind his back.
yeah.
and then took the Sharpie, put yeah. that behind his back, and tried to find like a certain part of the shoe to write on.
And I think what makes this really bad for those collectors is that when you look at all the items that people brought to have signed, there's no two signatures that even remotely look the same.
Oh, so you can't even authenticate.
It's so impossible, unless you have a picture of him doing it or video to authenticate. It's like none of these look the same, even remotely the same. Damn. Like even close to being the same. Jeez. So people are, that's a lot of money.
How much? $3,600?
$3,600 to then have to get Tom Brady to use his foot to sign your football.
So you can't sell them.
No, but usually people are cool with that, yeah, right? Yeah. Like they don't.
Especially
when
you're at a
level
with Tom Brady.
They don't. They don't care. It's just he was pissed because I think that it was they're not part of his agreement. But you still don't let people down.
No, right? Especially like, fans.
That's the
no.
Yeah.
Put it in reverse, Tom. Damn.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Hi, Kelly, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
Happy to have you here on Fix My Life. What in your life needs fixing? Tell everyone.
I have a 20-year-old son who breaks my heart on a regular basis.
Oh, damn, Kelly, you were a sister. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I wasn't mother of the year when he was growing up, but I wasn't a monster either. Honestly, looking back, I could have done better. However, I have told my son in several occasions I want us to have a better relationship. He's very closed off and recently was very cruel to me for no reason. I was trying to get a hold of him for 3 days to tell him a family friend had died, and when he finally responded, I got upset with him because he wouldn't answer his phone. He told me he didn't bother answering me because when we talk, I'm either whining or talking about something irrelevant, annoying, or repetitive. Whenever we see each other and I hug him, he's as stiff as a board and doesn't give me a meaningful hug. What can I do to have a better relationship with my son?
Boosh. So what happened? When did this start? And what was the reason?
I couldn't tell you what the reason was, but it started when he was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very emotional kid when he was younger, and now he's grown up to be the total opposite. Like, he just doesn't give a crap about other people's feelings or, you know, if he hurts your feelings. Like, when I finally did talk to him, and I said to him, don't you think you owe me an apology? And he was like, no, and I'm like, so you're not going to say sorry? And he was like, no. And I'm like, okay.
Does he have siblings or is it just the two of you in the home? Does he have a dad?
No, dad was not in the picture very much. And he does have an older sister.
Okay. What's his relationship like with her, with the sister?
They are close. But he does the same to her as well. Mm. They do get along. They actually used to work together.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was going to be a disaster because she ended up being his boss. But he no longer works there. He ended up getting laid off. But they got along really well when they worked together.
20 years old for a lot of guys, a lot of young men, is when you kind of become self-aware, right? And you are no longer in the world you were when you were a kid. You're in a new world now. And when you hit that moment of being self-aware, you may realize that you actually don't like the hand you were dealt. And that you weren't set up and that you maybe weren't taught the things that you needed to do well in the world. And you're unhappy. And when you're in that position, when you have that realization, you go looking for blame. And there's a good chance that he is not at all happy with the way that his life has turned out so far. And you are that reason why.
Yes, I can tell you that he isn't happy. He's living with his girlfriend's parents, and he hates it.
Mm-hmm. But he blames you.
Maybe, yeah. That's quite possible.
Yeah.
Has he ever talked to like a professional?
I tried to take him to therapy when he was younger, so that we could have a better relationship, and he wouldn't talk to the therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so she's like, I can't help you.
But what about solo? Like just him and a therapist, just the two of them?
No way.
Is he open to it? Or like, have you even tried bringing that up?
No, I have. And there's no way.
I think like when you felt slighted with the way that he reacted to you and then you sort of demanded an apology from him in that moment, I think he may be sitting here thinking you're the one that needs to apologize.
Yeah, you think so?
Mm-hmm.
He would never say that.
No.
He doesn't talk about his feelings at all.
No, and a lot of young guys, you know, they won't, and it's not because the world says you got to be macho and you can't talk about feelings. The problem is that once you start talking about that stuff, it becomes super real, right? And it's easier, yeah. It's easier to live a life where, you know, you don't talk about that stuff. And he's especially not going to talk about that stuff with you because you are, to him, you're the reason he's dealing with all that stuff.
Yeah, that actually does sound like you've hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah, so I think that you're playing with him. One, you know, time, he may sort of come around, but I think that you need to figure out what kind of support he needs from you. Like, you need to not demand things from him. I would say that you need to go to him and ask him what he needs from you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe even just say, whatever support you need, I'm going to help you out with that.
I've tried. I've asked
no,
be, him. Like, get,
no, no, no. But take away the, you know, when he hugs you or when you hug him, like telling him how to hug you or telling him how to feel or telling him how to respond to things that you say or responses that you're expecting. Right? Maybe fall back on all of that stuff and just let him know that that if he needs support, that you're there.
Yeah, like everybody says that I should just stop calling him and leave him alone. I can't do that. I'm a mom. Mm-hmm. I want to be in his life.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. Then, he's my kid.
Yeah, then you got to figure out middle ground. You got to figure out what is comfortable with you and what's comfortable with him.
Yeah, there has to be some sort of a balance.
Because I think that he's blaming you for a lot of stuff, and it angers him even more when he's around you and you don't see that.
Oof. Yeah.
Right? When you carry on like everything's normal, and he's sitting there blaming you and you don't recognize it, it hurts even more.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Does that help, Kelly?
That does. Let's hope. I'll try.
Okay. All the best. We'll check in with you again, okay?
Thank you.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
Ah, look who just walked into the building.
Oh, yes.
Our family, the one and only Mr. Sean Desmond.
What's up, boys?
In the building. Welcome back.
I'm glad I get to come in this time and we don't got to do this over the phone.
I know. Right? What's going on?
Oh my God. What's not going on right now?
Really quick. I know Sean is currently in the middle of his Cross Canada tour and you got upcoming dates in Victoria, Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary, Red Deer, Regina, Winnipeg, Thunder Bay, and Sudbury.
Yes.
That's all throughout the month of May. Mm-hmm. The Sudbury one, I believe, is on June 1st.
June 1st, yeah.
And then what happens? You take a break?
Take a little break. I want to enjoy a little bit of the summer with my kids, man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's been such a crazy busy year this year, which is great. I am not complaining. Take a little break, and then guess what? I'm back on the road in the fall in November, doing a few shows out east, Halifax, Moncton, Charlottetown, Quebec City, Kingston, and then finishing off in Toronto.
At?
History.
Oh, damn.
At History. Hold on a second. This is like a full circle moment for you.
Dude, it's a full circle moment. Like where it all kind of like began and sparked this comeback for me.
Yeah.
We're ending it there this year. Like I'm so pumped. Like I did a show earlier in the year in February at the Phoenix.
Yeah.
It's so like crazy. Sold out so fast. And I'm like, we got to do another one because there were thousands of people who didn't get a chance to get tickets. And like I said, like I said it at Phoenix. I was like, next time you see Sean Desmond, it's going to be at History.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's happening.
That's awesome. And just for anyone who doesn't know, like History is the club where you perform that when Drake had his OVO weekend and he brought all the Canadian legends, the people that Canada knows and loves. It was like you and Cardinal and Julie Black and Rascals and everyone. And that was kind of where things started up again.
That's exactly
for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's exactly it. So to be playing there, my own headlining show is like, it's going to be me. And you guys have to come.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
I'll be
no
there
excuse.
I'll be there. Wait,
it's, well, what night it is on a Thursday. I'm sorry.
Can you change it to Friday?
I'm sorry.
Listen, it's a little bit tough, bro. And then since then, and I mean, we've been, you know, talking a lot lately about music and you've been releasing singles.
Yes.
And you and I had a conversation recently because I wanted to know if an album is coming up.
Right.
So far, you've got like three singles. We're about to talk about the new one in a second and play the new one, Heels on the Ground. But you said something interesting where you don't know if you want to release an album, but you have all these singles, bro.
They're
and you've been recording like crazy
right now.
I know. Yeah, Roz, exactly right. Like, it's not like I just want to keep releasing music and just like, I'm not focused on like making a body of work. Also because like music changes like so fast in terms of like what people like to listen to.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get stuck in like, because when you make an album, it takes like a year. And by the time that album comes out, maybe nobody's listening to that style of music or is not interested, right? But what is really cool, we're going to start to roll out in the next couple of weeks, is the Phoenix show that I did in February. We recorded that as a live album.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
wow.
I'm putting to, like, we put together, it's done, a Sean Desmond Live at the Phoenix live album. And so we're going to release a track from that, like, every week up to the lead up. And we're like printing like limited edition vinyls of that. Like, it's crazy. It was such a, when you guys hear this, like, it's so great at these shows now. Like, where before, like, I was younger and it was like, wow, look at all these sexy women and these hot girls. Now, when I'm on stage, it literally, it is a room full of love.
This was not the show where you yelled at fans in the crowd.
No,
right?
Oh my God, no. That was in London.
And I was like,
I had to break up a fight
before we get to that. So I gotta play this again.
Oh, this is the one that was very confusing to me.
Yeah, Sean went from pop superstar into full dad mode to yell at a couple of people in the crowd.
Or else y'all getting kicked out. We got kids in here. Thank you.
I was very confused by that.
And you guys want to know something? It was two girls.
What were they fighting over?
I don't know. One was standing in front of the other one and maybe like taking, I have no idea, but they were about to throw down.
It was very confusing to me because I think even if I was in the room, I would have been very confused because I understand where your heart was and what you were trying to do, but you're yelling on beat.
Yeah.
My band was like, I thought it was the song. Like, I thought you were riffing.
My band said the exact same thing. They're like, we had no idea. Someone was like, we were just like, oh yeah, he's just like changing it up right now.
Yo.
Let's talk about the new song, Heels on the Ground, that we're going to premiere in a second here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's such like a good feel-good record. It's like top down. Heels on the Ground is basically like, I'm addicted to the sound of your heels on the ground. I really am. I love when my wife walks around in high heels. I'm sure we can all agree and attest to that. It's just sexy. So it's like one of those sexy records. And I just think it feels so good. And it's like, everything that I'm doing now, I want to make sure it feels right for me, like in my gut and what now. And like this song, and then I have another song coming out later in the summer called Never Fall in Love Again, which I know you love.
Yo, Sean, remember last week?
I know.
You can't trust me. Sometimes you send me stuff.
I don't play it.
I just go on the radio and I'm like, yo, Sean sends me this stuff and it gets me so hype. And that song, my God, I can't wait for people to hear it.
Yeah, it's a great song. So that's coming out. So like everything just feels really great right now. I'm in a great place and I'm not crying anymore, which is really cool. Do you guys remember that the last time I was here?
Do we remember it?
The viral crying Sean Desmond meme moment here at Kiss 92.
Oh my God. All right. So really quick, the dates once again for the live album at the Phoenix.
Yeah. So we're going to be rolling out in the next couple of weeks. So like a song every week. I mean, but really importantly, November 21st, History Toronto. You want to be there. Do not miss it. It's going to be an epic night. Looking at bringing out some people as well. It's like such an epic night. I have to bring some people out, right?
Oh, amazing. If people want to get tickets, or when do tickets go on sale?
Tickets go on sale today, actually.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, tickets are on sale today. You can get them now. General sale is on. Don't miss it. It's going to sell out, and it's going to be amazing.
Sean Desmond, you know how proud we are of you.
I know. Thank you, man.
Everything that you've done, and we are here to support every single project that you have. You know,
I love it.
We love you so much, and we are celebrating all these wins that you are
Thank you, man.
Getting.
Love you guys. And you know, I tell you guys this all the time. We literally listen to you guys every morning on the way to school drop off.
Oh, buddy.
So what's the sound? Just tell me.
Don't know.
We don't know.
You guys are lying. You liars.
We don't know, man.
Wish I did.
You know what? I thought you guys were my friends. It's fine. It's fine.
Like Scott McGilvery was in here the other day, said the exact same thing. He wrote it down on a piece of paper, gave it to Shem. Shem's like, you're wrong.
Sean Desmond, ladies and gentlemen, is the new single, Heels on the Ground.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.